person's sole source of satisfaction comes from the job. If they have no life outside of work, spending little time with family and friends, and if they do not even cultivate friendships at work, then I think there is potential for unhappiness there, and eventually even some mental problems. But if you take another worker who does the very same routine, boring job, but someone who has interests outside of work, spending time with their family, going out with their friends, they would be a happier person. They may not have interesting work, but they can still have an interesting life. So in that case, they may use their job simply as a means of making money, but derive their main satisfaction and fulfillment from other areas of life. So a happy life should have variety, be more whole and complete. One should not just concentrate on job or money. That's important.
No matter how much we enjoy our work, sooner or later we are bound to come upon periods when we feel less excited about our work, perhaps a bit bored, maybe just vaguely dissatisfied. Our work no longer supplies us with the sense of satisfaction and fulfillment that it once did. This can sometimes be a watershed in our career. For many, we may interpret this loss of enthusiasm as a signal, a sign that perhaps we chose the wrong career. Maybe we're in the wrong field and it's time to look for a new job, one that will awaken in us the joy and excitement that we once experienced. Of course, sometimes that is the case. But before turning to the classified ads, it may be judicious to stop and assess one's situation. As the Dalai Lama points out, experiencing periodic boredom at work is just human nature. It's normal. When his practices get a bit tedious, he doesn't give up his monk's robes, at least not yet. This is the principle of adaptation at work, an innate characteristic of human beings, a well-established feature of being human, which has been thoroughly studied and documented by psychologists. So no matter what life throws at us, good or bad, there is a tendency to get used to our circumstances. In briefly referring back to this issue in a later conversation, the Dalai Lama noted,
"People tend to get used to things, and sometimes may lose their enthusiasm. For example, in the first year that an individual got a job, it may have been a tremendously joyful event, and the accomplishment may have given him or her a sense of fulfillment. But the very same work, if you happen to look at it in the second year, then it may give rise to a totally different response on the part of the individual."
The principle of adaptation suggests that no matter what kind of success or good fortune we experience, or alternatively, no matter what adversity or tragedy we encounter, sooner or later we tend to adapt to the new conditions and eventually migrate back to our customary levels of day-to-day and moment-to-moment happiness. In one study at the University of Illinois, researchers found that within 6 months after either a misfortune or a happy event, subjects had returned to their usual state of happiness and no residual effects from the event could be found. Thus, you could be promoted to CEO unexpectedly with triple your salary, or you could suddenly experience the most devastating